Welcome back. Today we're taking a deep dive into the future of wearable tech. And more specifically, smart eyeglasses.
Okay.
We're not talking about those bulky headsets you might be thinking of.
Right.
But rather, ordinary eyeglasses that can track our health.
Okay.
Monitor our activities and potentially even enhance our cognitive functions.
Interesting.
Our deep dive today is based on a research paper that envisions a future where these everyday accessories could be monitoring our health.
Right.
Boosting our cognition, and even helping us sleep better.
Okay.
So, kind of a big topic to get into today.
Yes, a lot to unpack.
So, to jump right into this research paper, it really goes beyond just integrating technology into existing eyeglass frames.
Right.
It proposes a vision for seamlessly merging sensors and processing power into regular eyeglasses.
I see.
The key here, and they emphasize this in the paper, is lightweight designs.
Yes.
And strategic component placement to ensure comfort.
Right.
Which is obviously crucial for something that you're wearing on your face all day.
Absolutely. User comfort is paramount. Yeah. If it's not comfortable, people simply won't wear it, no matter how impressive the technology.
Right.
So yeah, they really stress the importance of ergonomics, making sure these glasses feel natural and unobtrusive. Okay. It's not just about functionality, it's about the entire user experience.
Yeah, absolutely. It's interesting, this whole idea of user experience with something as, I guess, sort of almost medical in some ways, as what we're talking about.
Right.
Because you wouldn't think that would be the primary concern. But I think you're right.
Yeah.
If it's not comfortable, nobody's going to wear it.
Exactly.
So let's talk about the sensors for a moment.
Okay.
Because I'm seeing terms in this paper.
Hmm.
Like EOG electrodes, photoplethysmography sensors.
Yes.
And I imagine for some of our listeners, that might sound a little intimidating.
A little bit, yeah.
So can you break down what those are, what those do, what kind of data these smart glasses can capture?
Sure. Think of these glasses as miniaturized labs sitting right there on your face, constantly collecting data.
Okay.
EOG, or electroculography, uses electrodes to track your eye movements.
Okay.
Which can tell us a lot about your cognitive state, like whether you're focused, fatigued, or even overwhelmed.
So just by analyzing our eye movements,
right,
these glasses could tell if we're getting tired or losing focus.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's not just about tracking fatigue.
Right.
These sensors, along with things like light sensors, can monitor sleep patterns and even track how much time you spend reading.
Tracking reading. How does that work?
Imagine you're engrossed in a book.
Okay.
The smart eyeglasses using EOG and possibly even tiny cameras could follow your eye movements as you read.
I see.
Counting words, even identifying the type of document.
Wow.
They did some initial tests with mobile eye trackers.
And the results were surprisingly accurate.
So these glasses could be like a book lover's dream.
Potentially, yes.
No more manually logging books on Goodreads.
That's the idea.
But I have to say, the mention of cameras does raise some concerns.
Understandable.
How do we address the privacy implications of that?
It's a valid concern. The paper acknowledges the ethical and social ramifications of this technology.
Right.
There's this constant tension between innovation and privacy. Just the presence of a camera, regardless of whether it's recording, can be unsettling for some people.
Makes you wonder, where is all this data being stored?
That's a key question.
Who has access to it? How is it being used?
Exactly.
These are all valid questions.
You're absolutely right.
That we need answers to.
Yes. We can't just sweep those concerns under the rug.
So before we get too carried away by the possibilities, let's ground this discussion in some concrete examples from the research.
They highlight three applications where smart eyeglasses have the potential to make a real difference.
Okay.
Starting with cognitive workload. Now, for our listeners who aren't familiar with that term, it refers to the mental effort we exert during tasks like learning or problem solving.
Exactly.
So to study this, the researchers had participants wear eye tracking glasses while they underwent brain imaging.
Okay.
And they were given a memory task that increased in difficulty as they went along.
I see.
What they wanted to see was there a correlation between their eye movements and how hard their brain was working?
And what did they find?
Well,
yeah.
As the task got harder,
they
saw that the participants' pupils dilated and their blink rate decreased.
Fascinating, isn't it?
Yeah, suggesting that our eyes might be a window into how much mental effort we're exerting.
That's the idea.
Now, imagine eyeglasses that could detect when you're reaching your cognitive limit.
Yes.
Maybe they could adjust the difficulty of a learning program.
Right.
Or even suggest taking a break when you need one.
Exactly. It could personalize learning.
Wow.
Ensuring that students are challenged.
Yeah.
But not overwhelmed.
And that leads us to the next application they highlight. Reading.
Right.
Now, we already touched on how these glasses could track reading habits.
Mm-hmm.
But the research goes even deeper.
Okay.
It's not just about how much you read.
Right.
But how you read.
Exactly.
What can our eye movements tell us about how we process information while reading?
It's all about recognizing patterns.
I see.
They found, for instance, that they could distinguish between someone reading a textbook
right.
and someone reading a comic book.
Wow.
Just by analyzing their saccades, those rapid eye movements we make while reading.
So our eyes actually move differently.
It seems so.
Depending on what we're reading.
Apparently so, yes.
That's fascinating.
You consider the implications for education.
Right.
Educators could gain insights into how students engage with different types of text. Allowing them to tailor their teaching methods.
Yeah, this is amazing. Personalized learning, optimized reading.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like our eyes really do hold the key.
It's possible.
To unlocking new levels of educational potential.
It's an exciting prospect.
Now, the research paper doesn't stop at education.
Right.
They also explore how smart eyeglasses can improve our overall well-being.
Yes, and one area where they could have a significant impact is light exposure.
Right, getting enough natural light is crucial for regulating our sleep-wake cycles.
Absolutely. The researchers had participants wear glasses with light sensors for a week
mm-hmm.
to track their light exposure.
And what did they find?
They found significant differences in light exposure between people who spent more time indoors
mm-hmm.
and those who are outdoors more frequently.
So, basically, confirming what we already know.
Right.
That natural light is important.
Yes.
But now we have a way to measure it.
Exactly.
And potentially even use that data to improve our sleep.
Precisely. Imagine glasses that could tell you if you weren't getting enough sunlight.
Okay.
And then suggest ways to adjust your routine.
Like what?
Maybe taking a walk outside during your lunch break.
Okay.
Or even making changes to your indoor lighting.
I see.
To better mimic natural light patterns.
That's incredible.
It's all about using technology to nudge us
right.
towards healthier habits.
From optimizing our sleep
mm-hmm.
to enhancing our reading comprehension.
Right.
The potential applications for smart eyeglasses are vast.
We've only just scratched the surface.
It's exciting to think about where this technology could lead us in the years to come.
Absolutely. The potential for personalized health recommendations is an exciting aspect.
Makes you wonder about the possibilities.
It does.
The paper touches briefly on the potential for monitoring things like heart rate, respiration.
Yes.
Which kind of brings us to the realm of existing health trackers.
Right.
I mean, we already have smartwatches, fitness bands, things that monitor those metrics. But I guess integrating them into eyeglasses could provide a more, I don't know, maybe more accurate.
Potentially, yes.
Less obtrusive way of collecting that data.
That's the idea.
Because unlike a watch, which not everyone wears.
Right.
Glasses are already a part of many people's daily routines.
Absolutely.
Now, go back to the applications for a moment.
Okay.
We talked about cognitive workload. We talked about reading. We talked about light exposure.
Right.
What other use cases does the research highlight?
Well, they delve into some fascinating possibilities in the realm of cognitive assistance, even therapy.
Cognitive assistance. So these glasses could actually help us think better.
In a sense, yes.
Okay.
One example they give is using smart eyeglasses to provide real-time feedback during memory tasks.
I see.
So, say you're trying to learn a new language.
Okay.
These glasses could monitor your progress,
mm-hmm.
identify areas where you're struggling,
right.
and even adjust the difficulty level on the fly.
Wow. It's like having a personal tutor built into your eyeglasses.
That's the goal.
What about therapy?
Okay.
How could smart eyeglasses be used in a therapeutic setting?
Well, the paper mentions a study where researchers use acoustic sensors embedded in eyeglasses to analyze chewing patterns.
Chewing patterns?
It might sound strange.
What can you learn from that?
But it turns out chewing patterns can reveal a lot about our dietary habits.
I guess so.
And even our stress levels.
Interesting.
So the researchers found that they could use this data to provide personalized feedback on eating habits.
Okay.
and potentially even identify signs of stress.
So just by analyzing how we chew,
right,
these glasses could help us eat healthier,
if possible,
and manage stress.
That's the hope.
That's pretty amazing. Although it does make you wonder about the ethical considerations.
Of course.
Do we really want our eyeglasses tracking everything we eat?
That's a valid concern.
Where do we draw the line?
It's all about finding the right balance.
Mm.
The paper emphasizes the importance of user consent and transparency. People need to have control over their data.
Right.
And be able to choose what information is collected and how it's used.
Which makes sense.
We need to make sure this technology is used ethically and responsibly.
Exactly. It's not enough to just develop new gadgets.
Right.
We need to think about their impact on our lives.
I agree.
Both the good and the bad.
Absolutely.
Now, even beyond the ethical considerations.
Okay.
There are practical hurdles that need to be overcome.
Of course, there always are.
Before smart eyeglasses become mainstream.
Like what, for example?
Well, for one, battery life.
Ah, yes. The eternal struggle.
It's one thing to pack all these sensors and processing power
yeah.
to a small, lightweight design.
Mm-hmm.
But then you need to make sure the battery can actually last all day.
It's a significant engineering challenge.
And then there's the cost.
Right.
Early adopters might be willing to pay a premium for this kind of technology.
Sure. They often are.
But for smart eyeglasses to really take off, they need to be affordable for the average person.
Affordability is key.
Otherwise, you're just widening the digital divide.
You're creating a world where only the privileged few have access to these advancements.
Exactly.
And that's not the future we want.
So it's clear that we're still in the early stages.
We are.
But the potential is undeniable.
Oh, without a doubt.
The researchers seem confident.
They do.
That we're on the cusp of a new era.
I hope they're right.
Where smart eyeglasses become as commonplace as, well, regular eyeglasses.
An era where they enhance our well-being.
Right.
Improve our cognitive abilities.
Mm.
And seamlessly connect us to the digital world.
It's a bold vision.
It is.
And one that raises a lot of questions.
As with any transformative technology.
But that's what makes this field so fascinating to watch.
The possibilities are endless.
It's almost like we're talking about something out of science fiction.
Yeah, you can feel that way.
But the research suggests that these advancements are within our reach.
The technology is advancing rapidly.
Now, this paper goes beyond just the technology itself.
Mm-hmm.
It also delves into the social and psychological factors
right.
that could influence adoption.
And that's a crucial aspect.
Because
it's one thing to develop a technology,
right.
but it's another thing entirely to get people to embrace it.
It makes you wonder, are people ready for this?
That's the million-dollar question.
Are we ready to have our eyeglasses constantly collecting data about us?
Even if that data is used to improve our lives,
exactly.
there's a certain level of trust involved.
Especially with those cameras we talked about.
Right. That's a major concern for many people.
Understandably so.
And that's why the concept of passive sensing is so intriguing.
Passive sensing.
Yes. So instead of actively recording images or audio,
oh.
passive sensing focuses on collecting data in less intrusive ways.
So for example, instead of using a camera to track eye movement.
Exactly.
They might use infrared sensors.
Precisely.
Which are less likely to raise privacy concerns.
The idea is to gather valuable information about our behavior and health.
Right.
But without making people feel like they're constantly being watched.
It's about finding that balance.
Exactly.
Between innovation and respecting people's privacy.
It's a delicate balance to strike.
It certainly is. But as we've seen from the examples in this research.
Yes.
The potential benefits of smart eyeglasses are hard to ignore.
They have the potential to revolutionize healthcare.
Imagine being able to detect health problems early on.
Just by analyzing the data collected by these glasses.
Or think about the possibilities for education.
Personalized learning tailored to each student's needs.
It's really quite remarkable.
And it goes beyond individual benefits.
Think about the wealth of data that researchers and healthcare professionals could access.
It would be invaluable for understanding human behavior.
Cognitive function, disease progression.
The possibilities are truly endless.
It's like having a window into the human experience.
Providing insights that could transform countless fields.
As we wrap up our deep dive today.
It's been a fascinating discussion.
What is the key takeaway you hope our listeners will remember?
The future of wearable technology isn't about strapping on more gadgets.
It's about integrating technology seamlessly into our lives.
In a way that feels natural,
intuitive,
and empowering.
Smart eyeglasses, with their ability to perceive the world as we do
and augment our capabilities.
Have the potential to be truly transformative.
They represent a new era of human augmentation.
A future where technology enhances our lives in ways we can only begin to imagine.
And that's an exciting future to look forward to.
It certainly is. To our listeners, thank you for joining us on this deep dive into the world of smart eyeglasses.
It's been a pleasure.
We encourage you to explore this fascinating field further.
The future is unfolding before our very eyes.
Until next time, keep exploring.